Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to second. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blasingame moves to second. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a pop-up towards first. Mutual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Don Blasingame. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Eddie Casco now playing second base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a fly ball into left field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Bailey moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Flood reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mizell strikes out. There goes Flood. The throw from Bailey and Flood is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 2 in the game. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wisenant moves to second. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wisenant scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hoke moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mutual settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 2 in the game. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawrence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawrence moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Temple moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 3 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now playing right field. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Grammas covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 3 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawrence takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Payne now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-4 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eddie Mixes now playing right field. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawrence covering, for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.